Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, Lee Sayers. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today to the I Love Politics show. It is Wednesday, and it is 4:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. My show today, I'm really wanting to talk with you guys about what is happening in America and what is holding America back from my perspective from prospering. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. And I do believe that no matter what is happening in America, with praise, politics, and productivity, we can move forward and we can be healthy to a degree that we are good for something and for someone. I don't think America is healthy today. I think America is oppressed. America is an oppressed nation. And America's oppressions is the expansion of statutes of slavery. We are living in this country today with the remnants of slavery. Much of the things and that people experience during slavery today in America, the masses experience a lot of the same things. It has been expanded to include the working class Americans. The statutes of slavery it now includes working class citizens, regardless of the color of the skin. You see, when slavery was abolished, it devastated the culture of America. White supremacy lost. That's what happened. Wealthy white men were paid to give up African slaves. They were paid by the government to give up the Africans who had been born into slavery and were there a part of their plantations, a part of an industry. When this happened, poor whites lost the status in society, which many of them never recovered from, which hatred was handed down from one generation to the next. Because Africans were freed, and it interfered with the livelihood of white Americans. And as time went on, other changes were made that interfered with the livelihood of white Americans. White Americans felt that freed slaves should have no rights. So, poor white people joined forces to openly not accept the end of slavery. And so began the full-blown oppression of freed Africans under the legal name of Black Code Laws. It was legal. Laws were put in place. Now, mind you, many of these laws were already being enacted in America. Because in actuality, everything that happened was done to the satisfaction of the wealthy white male. Everyone else was a mere tool for the wealthy white male. So these Black Code laws had been in America, a lot of them, but they were being used as a way to prevent poor whites from doing a lot of things. I won't go into all of that because these are things you can read for yourself. But poor whites eventually joined forces to openly not accept the end of slavery because it interfered with their laws. So that's when oppression took hold. America is indeed an oppressed nation. And wealth planned this oppression. Wealthy people plan the oppression we live in today. And our citizenry, the ignorance of our citizenry, empowers oppression. Because it couldn't happen if the masses didn't allow it to happen. The statues of slavery expanded to include working class Americans, regardless of the color of their skin. And for whatever reason, the masses couldn't see it, mostly white people. My belief is that if white people as a whole could learn the history of America and realize that their enemy is not black people, and that black people are just used as a wedge to prevent the majority race from moving forward. So white people can make dramatic changes if they will learn the history of America. And that means you need to know the history of slavery. And I can tell from speaking with people and on telephone calls and emails, on Twitter, on Facebook, I can tell that most whites I speak with have not a clue about the culture of slavery, the timeline of slavery, thing that really happened immediately after slavery. They don't know. And they need to know. Because America, what happened is that America is divided purposely into groups, divide and conquer. We got the poorest of Americans, the destitute. We got the poor who is not quite destitute. We got the working poor who make money, but they still remain poor and will die poor. We have a class we call the working class so that they won't have to be referred to as working poor, but they're not middle class. But the working class is a group. The middle class is a group. The rich is a group. The wealthy is a group. And these groups were deliberately designed to divide and conquer, so that people can feel good about themselves. And because of this, the wealthy created an oppressed society that's built around black code laws. The oppression has always been visible. It's been visible, except for the deliberate division of races, causing the white race to feel superior. You see, it's been there, but whites feel superior. Whites was taught during slavery to feel superior to Africans, and overseers were taught during slavery to feel superior to Africans. And after slavery ended, white folks was taught to feel superior to freed Africans. So, thereby whites not recognizing themselves to be on the same treadmill as our people of color, because whites felt they were supreme and still feel that way, many of them. I don't even think most of them feel that way now. I don't know. You guys know better than me. I know that black code laws are being used against people of all colors. I know that because I know the laws and I know the history of black coat laws. I know the timeline. I know that policing is a part of black coat laws, the policing of 1865 and before, and the policing of 2015 still falls into the same category. Laws that was passed over 150 years ago continues the practice of black coat laws and expanded the practice. It's been expanded, which is why the masses in America are born poor and die poor. And when I say the masses, I'm counting over 80% of Americans are born poor and will die poor. Because in America, the top few percent owns as much as 90% of Americans. Now that shows you how much control is in the hands of wealthy people in America, and it's planned that way, and black coat laws are the statutes that's been orchestrated to regulate the behavior and activities of Americans' free slaves. That's what it was about. To regulate the activities of the free slaves. The language that's used about black people today, about black people being lazy, that came straight out of the abolishment of slavery, because white people started saying to freed blacks that you're just too lazy to work, and you went to the government, and the government took you off the plantation so you don't have to work. That's where that come out of. And the black coat laws were established throughout America. And the target of black coat laws is none other than working class citizens. And that's fact. Now, people will tell you that the black coat laws were only in the South. But 38 states before, from 1865 to 1889, 34 states were participating in black coat laws in some manner. And as time has gone on, the numbers has grown as to what black coat laws are being used against the masses, and they're being used against working class people, and you see it in our laws. We have some serious issues in America today. And a lot of the issues we face in America today is because of the black coat laws, because black coat laws teaches discrimination. Black coat laws causes people, especially white people, to accept discrimination, when in actuality, too many white people cannot see that they too are being discriminated against using the same laws. Minimum wage salaries is a discrimination, and it's a part of a plan of wealthy people to not spend any more than they, because this is why the masses in America are born poor and die poor. So do not be deceived. Black coat laws are orchestrated to regulate the behavior of free slaves. But those black coat laws are used today against people of all colors who work. The title, Black Coat Laws, is not just about slavery. It's about how you live, how I live, what laws and fees are imposed against you, against me, what schools we can go to, what communities you can move into, across the board, how police treat people in one community different. Black coat laws are statutes of slavery that are being applied across the board to all people who work to live, regardless of the color of the skin. Let me read you a legal dictionary definition of black coat laws. It says black codes, a body of laws, statutes, and rules enacted by southern states immediately after the Civil War to regain control over the freed blacks, maintaining white supremacy, and ensuring the continued supply of cheap labor. And America's wealthy still gets cheap labor today. Now, there was a time in America when blacks actually got lower wages, I mean, right elbow to elbow, and was nothing that could be done or said. It's not so much elbow to elbow now, but blacks still get cheaper labor in a lot of countries, companies. It's institutional racism. When blacks are not hired, that's institutional racism. When blacks are not treated by the same standards, that's institutional racism. The Union's victory over the South in the Civil War signaled the end of the institution of slavery in the United States. Ratified in 1865, the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution formalized this result in U.S. law abolishing slavery throughout the country and every territory subject to its jurisdiction. When this happened, there were states that seceded from the Union rather than be a part of freed Africans. Black code laws are so much a part of our life today that you need to read for yourself how you're being brainwashed by the wealthy. Do not deceive yourself. Because your skin is the color of the average wealthy person, white, don't deceive yourself to think that you mean more to that white wealthy person than a person with black skin or a person with brown skin or whatever skin. That is not the case. If you work for your money, that wealthy person thumb their nose at you. Look at how the things is happening right now. Corporation heads, CEOs, tell us that Americans don't have the skills necessary to perform work that's needed, so they send the work overseas to other countries. Some of these countries barely know how to come out of the rain, but they know more than Americans know. Hogwash. Sending jobs over into other countries is another way for CEOs not to hire blacks, Mexicans, Latinos, Asians that's here in America. They'd rather give those jobs to people in other countries for cheaper labor and bring that merchandise back to America and sell it to Americans for the going prices in America today. Discrimination. And our Congress wrote laws to discriminate with outsourcing, making it legal, and H-1B visas, making it legal, just like Congress wrote laws in 1865, making the acts of the Ku Klux Klan legal, making the acts of police brutality legal, making black code laws legal, so that whites could pull blacks off the streets, put them to work on plantations for nothing, pull them off the streets for and fine them and put them to work to pay off their fine. And that there was a time when police would get paid for every black that they got jailed. And when that black went to work on a plantation, that police would get that first $5 that that free slave earned because they had been locked up. Black code laws made it possible for the government to take people's children and put those children to work in foster homes. That's how foster homes started in America. Foster homes were not started to look after children. Foster homes were started as a part of the black code laws to take people's children and raise those children for slave labor. And that included children of all colors. You need to learn about black code laws. And I promise you, if you read an hour, just an hour, you will come out more informed and you will change your attitude about billionaires like Trump telling you how rich he's going to make you. If you want to get rich, it's got to come under your own power, and you got to take the veil off your eyes and understand that God gave every man the same abilities. But people who want white supremacy have been brainwashed, and they keep a fight going on for over 150 years, preventing blacks and people of color from moving forward because of the ignorance of the majority race. I speak truth. I do not speak opinion, and I am not lying, and you can read it for yourself. And all I'm asking you to do today, I'm asking you today to take the time and read about black code laws. And then you tell me, L.I., and read more than one author, because it's getting to the point now, change history by writing lies. So don't read one person's account. Read two or three, and you can do that in an hour. And I can promise you, if white people will become informed, there will be no need to try to prevent one group of people from moving forward, because then all of Americans will be able to move forward together. And that's the way it should be. That's the way God intended it to be. We have to love one another. We have to find a way. And in the beginning, the love, like Hillary Clinton said, you cannot force a man to love you, but there are ways to put laws out there that will force a man to do what's right toward you. And we have to take what we can get until enough of the younger people who love people based on their character and their content and not the color of their skin, until they can take over. And they are busy trying to do that. And we have to support these young people, whether they're trying to get jobs in politics or whether they are out there protesting to make life better. We have to support them in prayers. We have to support them financially. We have to support them with our love and our goodwill toward the works that they do, because America's oppression is an expansion of the statutes of slavery. And we cannot prosper as long as we remain oppressed. And we are strong enough in numbers to be like the ant and form an army and conquer. And conquer. And conquer. So I'm asking you today, join some type of organization that's doing the things that you agree with, that's going to move America forward, all America. Not even, if you're not interested in making all America prosper, don't even listen to my shows. I understand Black Lives Matter, and because of the way that I've been treated in my lifetime, I know I haven't mattered in this country, but I do feel today that because of the protesters in Ferguson and because they've joined up with the Black Lives Matter movement, I feel today. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 is being completed. And I thank God for those warriors from the 1950s up until today. And I thank God for the people who come out of slavery, who gave life, blood, sweat, and tears for freedom, who didn't taste it themselves. I thank you for taking the time to listen in today. America's oppression doesn't have to be. And there's enough of us who love the Lord, who are willing to put peace and people before money. And that's how we're going to get where we need to be. And we're going to get there. We will get there because America shall repent for slavery.